what can we say every island experiences with respect to experiences around tourism and the solutions for regenerative tourism, as Kai put it. It feels like you with REAP have a pretty good hand on the pulse of all the islands and know what those common experiences are. We over in Cortez, we feel a little bit out there because we are more remote than a lot of the other islands, but I'm sure that we all experience the same things.
Well, right on, Kate, the unique experiences of the islands are that no one island can be resilient alone. And so that was the impetus behind the formation of the Rural Islands Economic Partnership. What we're learning through our experiences with each of the islands is that we share so much in common. The issues around workforce housing in order to sustain thriving economies year-round. And tourism is part of that economy. And so how do we manage it strategically? And one reason of having this kind of program is to show, give a platform for the people engaged in the tourism business, and tourism providers have a platform to talk about what their concerns are. Clearly, issues around staffing, issues around over visitation in the high season, and working to have shoulder season initiatives to educate locals as well as visitors to the importance of sustainability, respectful visitation, to create a community approach to visitor engagement. And that's one of the voices that are coming out, because you can't just pull up the gangplank. You know, these islands, these 18 plus islands in the Salish Sea, are cultural and have heritage with, you know, engagement with indigenous communities. And they are a economic asset, because the province looks to the, I would say, the revenues that come from visitation. And our goal is to ensure that the local businesses have sustainability year round, whether it's bricks and mortar, you know, where you're coming on site, or you're using the digital highway to engage with some of these businesses. So we want to make sure that these local economies can be sustainable, but also at the same time that their natural resources of all where we live are protected and respected as well. I think the ability to foster ecotourism and edutourism, to create opportunities for learning and having knowledge be the product and respect be the product. I think the presentation by the whaletrail.org, Donna and her partner from Oceanwise, showed the potential of having connections, not just between islands, but across nations, to sustain our natural resources, to honor and protect them. It starts with the grassroots movement. You know, it's always change, always takes place, meaningful change from the grassroots. And really pleased that Cortez has engaged as well. I think the Cortez Economic Development Association is quite supportive of promoting a year-round economy, and tourism is part of that economy. I think it's important that even Cortez being remote, and I love Cortez, by the way, it's can be a home away from home, and people are looking for that now.
Kate Madigan, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.